We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the new Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We learned in the last Mishnah that when a father wants to give something to his son, but he still wants to eat the peris until he dies, so he gives a present, Mahayim Lach Hamisa, which means he gives the guf Mahayim, and he eats dividends, calls him on, he's alive. So the Mishnah says, Av Toilish Shemachil, L'chomash Yirtza. While he's alive, he's Toilish, and he gives whatever he wants. It belongs to him, the Peris. U'mash Shaniach Toilish, if he dies and he left over detached Peris, Harei Yishal Yarshim, belongs to the Yarshim, because that does not belong to the Benoi who gave it to. He gave the Ben the Guf. But anything that's detached belongs to him. And when he dies, his Yarshim get all his Yerusha, which will include the Peris that were Tlushim, that were not attached anymore. And the Rashbam speaks out, but what he was in Niach Mechubar Lekarka B'Shas Misa, Peris, even though they were completely ripe, but if they were attached to the trees B'Shas when he died, so then it goes to the son who got the Guf, who gets the Guf Karka. He gets those Peris. Only the Tlushim, the Mishnah Mevoyer, go to the Yarshim. But anything attached, even the Oymer Litloish, those go to the Benoi Mekabel Matana. And it's Mevoyer in the Gemara like this, as the Rashbam speaks out, and we'll see in the Gemara. Start the Gemara. Talush in Mechubar Loi, like we just spoke out, that only Peris Tlushim go to the father's Yarshim, but anything that's Mechubar is considered like Karka, and that goes to the son. Vek the Gemara of the Tainot and the Braisa, Shomin es HaMechubarim L'Kayach. This is going on a case, same case, where the son sold his Chelek. So we said, what's the Halacha? That after the father dies, so then the L'Kayach will get this field. So it says, if the field, when the father died, had payers that were Mechubarim, you evaluate it, and the lekeach has to pay the yarshim that money of those payers, or give them the payers. So what do you see? You see that when you have a case of Mayim Lachamiso where someone owns the guf, the person who owns the guf does not get the payers that are ripe. The payers that are ripe are considered the father's. So it's a steer to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, the payers that are ripe are considered the sons and not the fathers. Only Tlushim are considered the fathers. Here it's Mevoyer that the Mechubarim go to the Yarshim. So it's a stira. Amula, loikasha, kamba b'noi, kamba achar. Hoy v'dayta shel odom kroy v'etz v'noi. So Rashbam has two pshatim, but the pshat is like this, that if you are giving the present to your son, this Mahayim Lachamisa, so for your son, you're maskim that you're giving him the guf and everything attached to the guf, b'shas misa. Masha'inkin, if he's going to pass it on and sell it to someone, then his das is that I'm only giving you the guf and not the peiris hamechubarim. So if he sells it, it goes to the person, then it goes back to the yarshim, does not go to the person he sold to. We can read the Rashbam inside. It's the first narrow line. Kam b'mnoi. Mastizim is kosov b'mnoi, v'loi machron. He didn't sell a lachar, v'chai av. So there, even the mechubarim, even the peiris rather, go to the ben. The daita shel adam kreva it's a benoy kafar shekamesh. The das kain akni like gufa lachamisa in peiris hamachabarim. The liskibo iu gufa, but the loyle das kain shiyiskibel lekech mebenoy v'chayiv. He didn't give it a das that the lekech shvizeche. Inam inar pshat haben atzmoy leak lekech do ha'acher elaguf loy peiris hamachabarim. That the second shot is out the ben. The ben, when he sells it, he's only selling the guf, not the peiris, and therefore the peiris, the mechubarim, belong to the yarshim. We'll stick with the first shot of the Rashbam. So the Mar's teretz is kam b'menoi, kam ba'achar. Ba'achar means that either the son sold it, or it means if the father gave it to someone else in the first place. Let's say the father said mayim lachamis to someone else. And that's also a case where the peiris mechubarim will not go to that fellow. Let's say the father, in his lifetime, he gives over to a stranger, Mayim Lachamisa, so the guf goes to that stranger. The halacha is any payers that are ripe go to the Yarshim and not to that stranger. Because only by his son is he makna the guf and all the payers that are attached. Mashenken by Acha, he doesn't do that.
He gave the guf to someone else or he sold the payers to someone else?
The guf to someone else. The father. The Acha case. The father gave the guf to someone else, it's not like a son. When you give the son the guf, it comes to payers of Mechubarim. But Acha not.
But what's the
pattern?
The payers
are
part of the guf.
Yeah, the part of the guf, yeah.
Why?
Because the owner was planning on giving him the guf, the principal, mamish the guf, not any dividends. That's called a dividend already, even though it's attached dividends, but it's very cool. It produced dividends, and that's considered peiros for that. Zok to Mishnah, the new Mishnah. There's a halacha in the ksuba that the banos are nezainos from the nechosim, it's a trais ksuba, that after the father dies, he knows only his sons get the Yerusha. But there's a Tanai Ksuba that the sons have to take care of the daughters, which means the daughters eat mezainis from the Nechasim until they get older or until they get married. And they also get Parnasa, which means they get married off and they get clothing from the estate of the father. So, Aniach Banim Gedolim V'Ketanim, Enach Gedolim Esparnasim. So I jumped the gun when I was talking about banos. First we're talking about Stam Yerusha. And then the second half of the Mishnah is talking about the banos who get mezainos. We'll get to that soon. So first it says, if you leave over sons, now the sons are all splitting up the Yerusha. Now before you split up the Yerusha, so the Gedolim can't start buying clothing with their estate without deducting from the Yerusha. Aniach banam Gedolim v'ktanim. Aina Gedolim esparasim aydei ktanim. V'loya ktanim zanim al Gedolim. So this is talking about all sons. So before they split the estate, the sons need clothing, so they want to use the money. And ketanim need mezainis before they split the money. So the halacha is, anything they take has to be put into the cheshbon, into the numbers of the chaluka. They can't take and then afterwards be chalukah. So any parnasa, which any clothing the gedolim take from the estate, can't be on the expense of the ketanim. They keep a cheshbon. The same thing, ketanim would take mezainis from the gedolim, from the estate. You can't take it on the expense of the gedolim. Why do we say it that way? Is the Rishpam explains that usually the big children take more money for clothing. Little children don't spend so much money on clothing. And mezainis, the small children spend more than the older children, because small children have to eat more often, they have to eat more healthy, and therefore it's more expensive their mezainis. That's why I pick it that way. But the point of the Mishnah is that they cannot just take from the estate without a cheshbon. Everything has to be with a cheshbon. What's the chiddush? I don't know, maybe the estate is made to give panosa. It's like when you go to your father's house when he's alive. Do you keep a cheshbon? How much food do you eat? That the brother now gets that much? No.
If your father was planning on charging you, you would.
What?
If your father was planning on charging you, you would.
Not charging, no. If you go to your father's house and eats, now your brother says, what do you mean, now you ate last, I want to eat more? No. So here, so maybe you look at the estate, it's still the father's alive. Until you split it, it belongs to the estate. So you can hear maybe that, you know, we all can be netted from the estate until we split it. We split it, then it's mine and yours. But so far, it belongs to the estate. We're going to our father's house and just enjoying yourself. Yeah. I'm saying, I think even to this day, if some of the brothers, you know, eat some food and the other brothers don't keep a cheshbon, the taka don't keep a cheshbon. It's something like, you know, it's part of the estate. You split it. The stuff you have in the house is you have that. And the chiddush is no, chalkim mishav, you could have a tain in that. What about the nasu hagedolim? If the older children got married before you split the estate, and they use money from the estate, obviously for the chasana, so yesu ketanim, the ketanim take the same exact money for their chasanas. Vim omru ketanim, I want to get married like you got married. Ain't shame, you don't listen to it. Only the father gave them. Now this line sounds like a steer to the last line. Last line we said that nisu agdel misu akatanim. Then it says if the ketanim say we want to get married like you, you don't listen to them. So what does this mean? So Gemara's going to ask. Well, I'll give you a sneak preview. We're probably not going to be able to get to that vayta without knowing. What it means is like this: if the gedolim got married in the father's lifetime and the father made them each $100,000 chasana. So the ketanim saying we also want to deduct $100,000 for chasana and then make a split on the Yerusha. It's not fair. You got $100,000. The luck is it doesn't work like that. Ain't shemulahem elamash noslam aviyam noslam. Whatever the father gave in lifetime gave, that's over with. So that's the halacha of the banim gedolim and the ketanim. And niach banu is gedolim ketanim. They only leave daughters. It's the same exact halacha, and the Mishnah repeats it. Just like when you have sons gedolim and ketanim, we have. The halacha is that we split, everything is deducted and everything gets split evenly. Same thing by all banos. So let's read it inside. The gedolos can't take clothing on the expense of the ketanos. And the ketanos cannot eat mezonos on the expense of gedolos. Ela chalukah is b'shava. You split evenly. Now nisu gedolos, if the older ones get married with the state money, yisu katanas. The katanas take the exact same money to get married for themselves. The amru katanas very noises gedolos nosamat. The katanas say, I want to get married like you, $100,000 chasen. Now this was in the lifetime of the father. Ain't shemulam. You don't listen to them because that what happened in the lifetime is nothing to do with what happens now. Now zechaim rebanos merebanim. What's the difference between Yerusha of the Banos and the Banim? The Chaimer is like this. Sha'banos is Zonis al Banim. Vein is Zonis al Banos. Like we spoke out prematurely at the beginning of the Mishnah. The halacha is that, let's say there's sons and daughters. So the sons get the Yerusha. But the daughters eat Mizonis from the Banim as long as they're not married until they become a Begeris. And why? Because part of Tanaik Suba. So it means the Banim's Yerusha is a little bit weak. Not such a strong Yerusha. There is some kind of lean on the Yerusha, which means they have to feed their sisters. Masha Inkein, it's only Banos and they're the ones who are Yerush, there's no Chiv Mezainis to the Ketanis. There's no Chiv Mezainis to the Ketanis. They're going to get their Chaluka. There's no Chiv Mezainis. The Chiv Mezainis is only on the Banim Gedolim, only on Banim, not on Banos.
Is
it
only the Ketanim up until the Gerus?
Yeah. The Din of Mezainis is only up to the Gerus, yeah. All the Americans. Zogtig Maravait, Amar Rav, Hai Gadol Achi, the Lovash, Ichsim Besa. What happens if before they split it, the Gadol Achi, the one who takes care, the one who's a trustee, who's the oldest brother, he takes care of the Nechassim. So he wants to look good when he goes to meetings. So he makes it a business expense. He buys his suits from the estate before they made the Chalukah. The Loch is by the Avad. You don't have to take the doctor off the Yerusha. Freiti Gemara, has that Shemun HaMishnah. This is an Mishnah that Yigdolim cannot take clothing on the expense of the Ketanim. So how could Rava say this halacha? It's not like our Mishnah. The Gemara answer is Masisim Mashircha. Masisim is talking about a brother who doesn't, he's an Adam Batal. He's not a trustee. So why should he take clothing from the estate? So the Gemara, okay, you're right. Shircha Pshita, what's the Chiddush then? Of course, there's no having me that he should take money from the estate. So the Gemara, Teva. Still, the brothers are happy that the oldest brother looks good, even though he's an Adam Batal. And maybe we allowed it. Kamash Vlan, that they don't allow it, and you have to deduct it from their chelik in the Yerusha. Zok to Gemara Vaitab. The Mishnah said, Nasu Gedoyim Yisu Ketanim. So we said that the next part of the Mishnah says, not like that. And Lechaira, it's a stira. Next part of Mishnah says that if the Gedolim got married, the Ketanim can't say, I want to get married the same way. So Chara Tzastira. My Ka'amah. Amar of Yehuda Hachkamah. Nisu Gedolim L'achah Misaviyim. If the Gedolim got married after the father's death, they used their money from the estate, then Yisu Ketanim L'achah Misaviyim. The Ketanim can use that money after the father dies. Aval Nisu Gedolim Chayaviyim. If the Gedolim got married in the father's lifetime, and they spent a certain amount of money. We don't have the same exact chasna. Ain't shame them. You don't listen to them. Whatever the father did, b'chayav he did, and we don't do any more than that. We don't do any more than the father did. The father did what he did. You don't deduct at all. Now you just do split the Yerusha. You don't take off the top whatever they spent for the chasna for them. The Mishnah says, "Niach bonos gedolos v'ktanos." So it says in our Mishnah that they split the Yerusha. Our Gemara starts off with something that's no shaykh, because we bring a raya from the Mishnah to something, and therefore we brought this in. Shalach le'avu abar geniva l'rava. Yilamadenu rabenu. Teach us rabenu. Lovsa, if a isha borrows money va'achlos, used up that money, now she owes $10,000. Va'amda v'nissas, and she went ahead and got married. Now, she has now nechassim. Now, her nechassim now go to the Baal. The Baal owns a nechassim. And she both ways. Any nechassim she makes go to her husband. But she got nechassim afterwards, or she had nechassim before, but before the chayv was due. Before the chayv was due. And now, she owes $10,000. There's a lien on her properties, and she gets married. But I'm doing this house. So, we know the Baal now retains a certain amount of ownership over the property. So Baal lekeach hava or yerush hava? Do we consider the Baal a lekeach or a yerush? That means the halacha is the Baal eats peiros, and the halacha is also if the wife dies, the Baal's yerush it. Get it? We look at the Baal in these nechassim, we look at him as a lekeach or is he a yerush? What's the nafkamina? If it's a lekeach ava or milva pe and a gerva malkuchos, so halacha is a milva pe is not gerva malkuchos. And here, by law of akla, when the chayv is due, you would not have a right to collect from the lekuchos and the baal's to the lekeach.
Because you did it al peh originally.
Because the milva pe, yeah, it was milva pe. Milva v'shtar, you would collect taka, but milva pe. Or dilma yarish ava, he's considered a yarish. And halacha is by yarish, a milva pe gerva from the yarish. Milva pe is gerva from yarishim. There's no say the lekuchas there, so you do collect from Yarshim. So al kaponim, what do we consider a baal, a lekeach or Yarsh? So Amalei, so Rava answers, I'll bring a raya from our Mishnah. Tanina says in our Mishnah, Nosu gedolos, the halacha is gedolos got married with the money from the estate, yisu ketanas. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about, let's say, there was a total of $1,000, okay. We'll make it into two sisters. $1,000 with two sisters. The first sister used $500 for the chasana. They had $500 left. They split $250 each. Okay? Now, she got married. The older sister got married. Now, the young one goes to the dentarian and says, by the way, you get all $500. You shouldn't have split it with her. Because the $500 used for the chasana is the doctor's after the father's death. So really, the older one owes you $250. But she got married now, and her husband is there sitting on $250 now. So what do you do? So he learns that Pshat in the Mishnah is, my love, no su gedolos labal, yesu ketanas sabal. The ketanas could be might see it. So what do you see? You see that he's sitting a yirish. The baal is sitting a yirish, not a lekeach, because you see the ketanas could be might see it, and even though here it's a milva ape. So I don't know, that's not what it means. Lo no su gedolos labal, yesu ketanas labal, which means before you made the chaluka, you're going to take the money. But after make the but before they get married, the money's still here, you're going to get the money. But at Taka, after the godly gets married and takes the money with her, Taka can't be married to. We're talking about before. Like the Rashbam says, Yisukhanas Labal, Mimawin Aviyam Hamunach, Va'oimer Adam Tivzabayas, Kenegar Yisavom, and Shnot Lagadayla. The money's still here. They didn't split it yet, Taka. Yeah, Samara says, Frank Mara, Tani Rav Chia, Nosu, Frank
the. Can
I scroll down? No, it just. Wouldn't even put an escrow.
Whatever, I mean, count.
What happened was it that they didn't split the rush yet. They haven't split the rush yet. The state was sitting in a bank. She got married with the farmer's dollars in the bank. The old farmer's dollars stole the bank. They didn't split it yet. So now they went to the president and said, okay, take the old farmer's dollars. You didn't have to go collect it from the old one. They never split it yet. They never split the money yet. It wasn't given to the dollar yet. There's no problem. So, like upon him, that's the Mars Tarot. You talk it, you weren't being mighty from the Baal. Frank the Gemara, Vatan Rab Chia, Nosu Gedoilois, Labal, Yisu Ketanis Mebal. His Gears is Mefurish, that you could collect from the Baal. So you see, you could collect the money from the Baal. So it's a Raya that he has a din of a Yairish, not a Lekeach. So, tomorrow, no. Dilma Shani Parnosa, this Lekala. Parnosa has a din that this is Parnosa, which means taking money for the Chasana. Has a coil, and she took that money. So therefore, it's like a milva b'shtar. So even though you consider the baal lekeach, you still would collect, because the parnosos nesuin is lekala uka milva b'shtar domi, like it says in the Rashbam. It's like a milva b'shtar, and therefore it's not a right. So far we had a question, we had a shaila, if the baal is lekeach or yerushava, we did not have a raya from our mishnah, because we could say shani parnoso that has a case of. It's considered like it has a coil. It's like a milva b'shtar. Only a popular Rava. I'll bring you a raya. Lav hainu shalach Ravan be'egarte. Ravan sent in the letter a halacha. It says like this: Mishameis, someone dies, v'niach amono ubas, and he leaves over a amono and abas. The halacha is that there's a tanaik suba, the bas gets mizaynus. The same thing as v'amono. Amono always takes mizaynus from the estate until she gets remarried. Now. We know there's another halacha that you're not mighty for the mezonos of the amana and the bas. You're not mighty from an chos mishabadim. That means anything that was sold, the father sold. There's no lien on that for these things, because these things don't have an end of a seif and it's pshed the lekuchos. Therefore, you don't collect for that. So it says over here, mishameis v'niach amana bas. Someone dies, leaves over amana and bas. Amanasa and mezonos from the chosav. The amana gets mezonos from the chosav. This is Abbas. The Abbas gets married. She was the only one who got the Yerusha. Remember, he left over only Amono Abbas. Here, actually, the Abbas got the entire estate. the daughter got the entire estate. Nisa Abbas, the daughter gets married, still still gets mezonis from the chosim. Mesa Abbas, and now the husband's heir is the whole estate. Omar Rav Yehuda ben Achos Shavuos Rachnina, Rav Yehuda the nephew, or Rav Yehuda said, "Oh, Yodi Ha'Maisa, had a mice like this." Va'omru, and they said they paskin Amonosoi Nezonis ben Achosav, even for his nechosim. Clearly, you see that the Amona collects from the husband. Yam v'shlama Yerush Hava. If you say the husband has din of a Yerush, not a lekeach, Mishum Halchi Amonosoi Nezonis ben Achosav, then you stand the Amona takes from the nechosim. Eli Amrit lekeach Hava. Why are you getting mezonis from the nechasa? Now here, you can't answer the answer of koil, because that's the point here. Here the halacha is, even if it's a milvah b'shtar, you don't collect from lekuchos for mezonis of the isha abonis. You don't collect from a lekeh. And here it says, the amana could go collect from the baal, who is yerush the estate from his wife, who was the daughter. The amana collects from that estate. Aye, the halacha is, you don't collect from lekuchos. You don't collect from Lakukha. Terence says he's a Yarish. There's not a Lakukha.
What if the
daughter
didn't die?
There also be a Raya.
And she sold it to somebody else.
And she sold the property?
Yeah.
So then you wouldn't collect.
Wouldn't collect
no, you wouldn't collect. You wouldn't collect then, because you're a Lakukha then. But here, that the husband's considered a Yarish, you do collect. So it's a Raya, it's a Yarish. And we brought a Raya. We brought a Raya that the husband in the Nechasim of his wife, he is a Yarish. And not a lekeach, because if it be a lekeach, then you would not collect from the amana would not collect from the estate. Now, even though when she dies, he's definitely a yerush. But if you start off as a lekeach, then once a lekeach, always a lekeach. You're a lekeach, then you're a lekeach, and finished. So here, if you be a lekeach, you shouldn't collect. And you see, you do collect. So you see from here, kamash v'lon, that's the first raya that the husband's a yerush and not a lekeach.